12 o'clock hour. Good afternoon, Northern Colorado. This is the whole show powered by PDC Energy, live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Glad you could be with us here today. The Denver Nuggets, they got their guy. They stuck with it at number 26, did not trade up, and they made their announcement of the newest member of the Denver Nuggets.
With the 26th pick in the 2021 NBA Draft, the Denver Nuggets select Bones Highland from Virginia Commonwealth University.
Bones Highland, Nashawn Highland, Nashawn Bones Highland from Virginia Tech, from VCU, as we were talking about. It's, you know, it's not one of the most well-known schools, but Virginia Commons University, but it's, I said Virginia Tech, didn't I? How do you assess guys past number 20? I don't. I go, okay, yeah, you got Michael Porter Jr., we were sure. All right, he's going to work out if he can stay healthy. Jamal Murray, number 7, well, it's top 10. So odds are top 10 guy's going to make it. I wish I could tell you. We're gonna hopefully catch up with Chris Dempsey in about 5 minutes about the pick. Nuggets stayed at number 26. The rumors were really starting to heat up that they were going to try to move up in the draft to get in that top 20 mark, wanting to get maybe a stronger forward or something along those lines. But they, listen, they, if you're asking the question, did they draft for depth? Did they get a guy that makes sense for who they need at this stage? Yes. At 6'3", 165 pounds, he's listed as a guard. So he's going to be able to fill in whatever happens. Will Barton, Austin Rivers, P.J. Dozier. As of right now, aren't you kind of feeling like P.J. Dozier is the starting shooting guard for Denver? Angel filling in. Is this your last day filling in? We get Colfax back on Monday?
It's my last day.
It's your, but just you're going to be around the station interning. You can still sit in here with Susan and Cheryl.
Sure.
I mean, it's awkward with them. You know, they're creepy and they're getting older and, you know, the smoke smells pretty bad.
My scouting session's almost done.
Yeah.
So
you're sc-
we'll see if KFK can draft me.
Yeah, we'll see if we can draft you. Yeah, because you're ready to go back to school, aren't you?
Yeah, August 23rd.
Oh, boy.
Back in there. Back in the classroom, hopefully.
So is that, yeah, before we get into more Nuggets talk. So have you heard anything? Are you supposed to mask up or you have to have a vaccine or how's that going? You have to have it?
So the email I got was that they're going to be requiring it for faculty and students, but you can do exceptions for whatever reasons you want. But I mean, I'm just looking forward to just getting back in a classroom because I hated being on Zoom.
Oh my gosh! I still have to. So people still want to do Zoom meetings with me and not being in school. And it's like, whatever happened to the cell phone? You know, like we used to do either meet in person or do phone meetings. Now it's like still, hey, do you want to do a Zoom chat real quick? It's like, why can't we just, I don't need to look at you necessarily. Unless we're like in person, that's fine. But I don't need to look at you on my computer screen.
Well, they didn't see me often. I had my camera off a lot of the time.
Did you put like a fake angel there? Like a stick figure guy? That's what I would do.
Yeah.
And they'd never know the difference. Just act like it froze. Print out a picture. I've seen that before. Print out a picture of a frozen you and just put it up against the camera.
Yeah, I'm here, Professor. I'm here.
Oh, I'm sorry. It froze again, but I'm here. Okay. Anyway, proceed. See you later. First Advantage text line 970-478-1301. That's my gut tells me that perhaps the time of Will Barton is done in Denver. And not necessarily. And I've heard both sides want to get a deal done. But this is likely Barton's last contract, so he's going to want a long-term deal. And with so many other contracts, as I've talked about, intersecting in the next year or two, you got to have some room. So my guess is you're going to see more of a P.J. Dozier slide over to number two, at least for now. Monte Morris is at number one. And then our Power to Play Sports poll question of the day is, do you see Bones Highland being a contributor this season? And when I say contributor, I mean that if he was off the team, you'd feel it. So Najee Harris, who we liked, right? Would you call him a real contributor?
Najee Harris or
Najee? Zeke Najee. Zeke Najee Harris, right? The Najees. Zeke Najee. Would you call him a contributor?
I'm hesitant because I didn't think he had enough minutes to really show us
right.
what he could do. I think there's talent there.
But he was just a body.
Yeah.
For now. And so do you see Bones Highland being more of a body, or do you see him being a guy that's going to get anywhere from that 7, 10, 14 minutes?
I could see it. I woke up this morning and I watched some of his highlights just to get a quick prep for the show. And he's got a great-looking shot. He's got a confident shoot. He looks like a confident shooter. And I think a guy coming off the bench, 10, 15 points maybe?
Okay.
Average.
So if you think that he could be that way this season, as soon as this season.
I think he needs to put a little weight on, but he's got a really good shot, and he can shoot long-range threes, so that's cool.
He's a great shot. And Will Barton, you're not going to say Will Barton's a great shot. What you say about Will Barton is that he is an average to a little above average scorer. He can shoot the three. He can get in and get the three-point line or free throw line extended. He can get in and get some layups and reverse layups and things like that. Is he a master at any of those? No. Now, what I've heard about Bones Highland is that he is kind of a jack of all trades as a guard. Defensively, he could get better, but he is more of a jack of all trades. What's he amazing at? And that's, you know, right now he's not one of those players. There's a lot of players in the draft where you'd say he's amazing at this, he's amazing at that. He doesn't have that factor. But if what you're saying is that he could be a 10-plus minute guy and he could be a potentially 14-point-per-game guy, then I don't think I'm paying $14 million for Will Barton. I think I'm taking my chances with P.J. Dozier at the start. Barton averaged 12.7 points per game last year, and I know he had a lot of weird injuries. Plus, the injuries are there. He's struggled with injuries for the past 3 years. So, Now, Barton is listed as a small forward. If you look him up, he's listed as a small forward. He is potential. I mean, he's playing the number two spot. That's where he's been. He can play. Again, the NBA nowadays, man, it doesn't matter that much. Obviously, Will Barton's not playing center, but it's easy to conceive the fact that the thought that he could play number four. He could play a four position. He could, if you go with a smaller lineup. But that being said, this is where he is. Porter's a starter. You're not messing with Porter. Barton, I know Barton likes to say, well, I'm a starter. If you're not going to start at the two, then he's not starting on this team. And if he's not starting on this team, are you at the point now, because he's wanting $14 million, if not $15 million. I don't see Will Barton remaining on this team. I mean, obviously he declined the option. So he's not on the team right now. He's a free agent, but I'm guessing he's going to give the Nuggets first crack. What are you offering him? Or are you offering him anything?
I'm not sure.
I'm not offering him anything. Not at this stage. You know, if I took a forward last night, then I'd probably be more apt to do that. To me, I thought the draft last night was a swing for Denver. If you drafted a guard, then that means Will Barton's likely gone. Or maybe an Austin Rivers is for sure no pickup. If you drafted a forward, then that means they're fine with Jermichael Green being done. And he obviously didn't pick up his option either. So I guess where I look at it, I think that this move, although we still have a lot of unknowns about him, is still another sign towards the end for Will Barton. And I love Tim Connelly and what they've done with this organization. But I want to be careful. I don't want to get stuck in this Dan O'Dowd thing. Like with the Rockies, Dan O'Dowd and Guy Vett before him, and then Jeff Breidich, Dick Monfort, being so loyal. Because loyalty can be a very admirable feature, character, trait. But it can also be dangerous. It can also be lethal to, if in this case, sports. It can be lethal to your program. And I just wonder if now, and maybe, listen, it'd be the perfect scenario if Will Barton would have picked up his option and you go 1 year with him. That would be the perfect scenario, and sign me up for that. I'm willing to pay him $14 million, $15 million for one season. That for sure, 100%. But it doesn't make sense to me to go much past a year because of Aaron Gordon's contract and Michael Porter Jr.'s contract and other Nikola Jokic's max contract on the way, other decisions that are going to be made ultimately. So the Nuggets will be forced, kind of put in between a rock and a hard place. They want Will Barton for a year. He's not willing to do that, so they probably don't want him for 3 years. And I think he's going to want to sign a 4 to 5 year deal. He's 30 years old, so he's going to get a contract that probably takes him to his mid 30s, and then he can either retire or decide if he wants to roam. A lot of NBA players love to roam. So overall, national media kind of averaging out B to a B plus on the Nuggets draft.
Yeah, I think he's a solid pick.
I do too. A position of need, and not just a position of need, but a skill set of need. You don't have many shooters. I mean, you got Porter. Like I said, Barton can hit threes in bunches, but he can also disappear for a while. Monte Morris, maybe with the LASIK, will help, but he wasn't really a shooter. Hell, I was getting to the point where I'd rather see Marcus Howard shoot than Monte Morris or Will Barton or P.J. Dozier even in the middle of the season. So, yeah, you needed a shooter. How about this one? Los Angeles Lakers reached a deal to acquire Russell Westbrook, sending three. So, oh, my goodness. You saw some crazy stuff yesterday, man. I mean, in the NBA, in the MLB, and we don't know what's going to happen on the Rockies side, but we do have to talk about this. Did the Lakers get better? Or do you think Russell Westbrook can coincide with LeBron James? It doesn't seem to make sense to me.
It's interesting. I know that I thought Lillard was in that conversation, but I think Russell he needs to be his own guy, and we saw that when KD left OKC and then he went to Washington. He was kind of working with Bradley Beal a little bit, but Russell is his own guy, and I think it's hard to – you have three personalities like that on a team. How is that going to shake out?
Russell's not a guy where – okay, to me, when I watch LeBron play – Popovich has made these comparisons, similar to Nikola Jokic. You need guys that can be open when you're doing your thing and you're absorbing a double team or whatever. You need guys that are going to be kind of flowing with you and ready to take a shot. The Lakers, you probably saw that gif all over Twitter or meme or whatever the hell it is. How many games did the Lakers play against Russell Westbrook teams and they just let him shoot? They back the hell away, go into the paint, let him shoot, we'll take our chances. That doesn't seem like a guy that fits with LeBron. Russell's a tough player that can get in deep, get inside, get in the paint. I'll be curious to see how that works, but the Lakers have agreed to deal with the Wizards, of course, to acquire Russell Westbrook in exchange for Kyle Kuzma, Montrezl Harrell, and then Caldwell Pope.
So they're bench players, right?
Yeah, well, and Harrell just picked up his option too. So they're like, okay. I mean, does it really matter with the Lakers if it's not LeBron James or Anthony Davis at this stage? I mean, they want to get another star in there, and they've got their big three in a roundabout way. Is Russell Westbrook still considered a mega star anymore?
I would say so.
I mean, they did make a push with Washington late. Remember, they started just awful.
Yeah, I mean, Russell's going to put up 25, 30 points a game. And I think the question with Anthony Davis, his injury, LeBron, he's getting up there in age, his window might be closing a bit. This might be one or two more push to the finals with this team.
I just don't get the sense they got better. I feel like Westbrook is either the guy that can make a team pretty good if it's just him, but I mean, how has any of these experiments worked with Westbrook with superstars?
Well, we've seen with the Lakers the past couple years, when LeBron's not on the floor, they're terrible.
They're awful. And, you know, I know they need more help as far as star power, but I'm just curious to see, like, when's the last time a star pairing with Westbrook did anything other than just make the playoffs?
I don't know. I don't like this whole these talking heads on ESPN are already predicting Brooklyn and Lakers in the final. I'm like, are you serious?
If you would have told me this trade was for Damian Lillard, then I would say I'm shaking in my boots a little bit. Yeah, I'm a little nervous about this situation. But this doesn't scare me. In fact, I don't think the Lakers got better. Now, did the Nuggets get better? They got better nor worse. You know, and they may get worse with Will Barton, but that could be a growing pain thing. And who knows? Maybe Bones Highland turns out to be a really good rookie. He loved the fact that he got picked up by Denver.
Oh, he was so pumped.
I mean, didn't you feel that? You see players say that all the time. No, yeah. I'm so happy to be here. I'm here with the, who is it again? Toronto. Oh, man, I love the city. It's great. It's amazing. But you could see it on his face and hear it in his words when he talked about being a Denver Nugget.
Oh, yeah. He was excited, and I hope the city will welcome him, the team will welcome him, and, you know, let's develop him with the rest of our young talent, and let's get it going.
Yeah, I like Highland. I said, with all due respect to Bone Thugs and Harmony, I don't even, Angela, do you know that group?
No.
Oh, no. Look them up. Maybe you'd like them. But they're rap. But I feel like I'm the real Bones, Highland said, referencing the classic rappers. I got it right. The Nuggets president of basketball operations, Tim Connelly, said he just has an infectious energy. It's not unique to the basketball courts. You walk in a room with him, the guy puts a smile on your face. And you could see it last night. Like, I felt that. A lot of times guys get drafted, they shake hands and they say, you know, I'm gonna come here, I'm gonna help bring a championship to this city and da da da. This guy's more or less just like, holy crap, I'm a Denver Nugget. I am a Denver Nugget. I'm happy here, but I am gonna make every one of those 25 teams real, and I like that. I know they all say it, but I like that. I'm gonna make 25 teams really regret not picking me up. 21 minutes after the hour, we'll see if we can catch Chris Dempsey. We'll get his thoughts on the draft that was. And also, we're going to chat with Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado. And he put a nice piece together in the Coloradoan about, you know, the possibilities for CSU. Big 12, no Big 12, what have you. We'll be right back. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
On. This is Justin Adams with CBS 4 down in Denver, Colorado, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KSKA.
Check out my friends over at the Tilted Barrel in Loveland. That is my new go-to when I'm anywhere close to Loveland, which I live in northern Colorado, so I'm always close to Loveland. They offer great food, great beer, great cocktail service that's second to none, and the Tilted Barrel experience is number one, in my opinion. Your standing invitation awaits to check out Tilted Barrel, over 40 different whiskeys. It's Friday. It's already been one of those days. I think one of those sounds pretty good right about now. 40 different whiskeys to pick from? Wow, I didn't even know there were 40 different whiskeys. Tilted Barrel in Loveland. Tell them I sent you from the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Well, it was an interesting night for sure. Can't get a hold of Chris Dempsey. We'll see if we can catch up with him maybe throughout the day today, or one of our other Nuggets insiders, Harrison Wind. Kind of a busy time. It's a busy week, so I'm sure we'll get both of those guys on at some point next week, if not today. We'll talk to Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado in the second hour, and we'll get into that. Quick question for you. We talked about it. I'm done talking about whether Rodgers should have say or anything like that. But it does sound like he's going to go 2 years, looking at that contract. Does sound like they eliminated that third. So it does sound like this year and next year. There's not like a big, you need to trade me.
Oh,
I was kind of shocked by that.
His lineman, David Bakhtiari?
Yeah, Bakhtiari.
Got him an Aston Martin golf cart.
Yeah.
That's a pretty nice work perk there.
Yeah. Well, Gutekunst did say that they traded for Cobb per Aaron Rodgers.
Got his input there.
They did that. So they signed him. They restructured the contract, and it's this year and next year, right? So that does, to me, that means you're not going, Broncos country, not only this year, but yeah, you're not going to get Aaron Rodgers next year either.
Is there a player option on that second year or no?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think that was part of the deal. And I'm wondering this too, Angel, if part of the deal was Aaron saying, can I air my frustrations out to the media? Because I'll bet he did. I'll bet it was. And I'll give him kudos for that.
I'm sure he had a nice little list of conditions for that.
Yeah, I bet so. And for the Packers to allow that, and he's still at practice and doing, maybe they're mending this thing. The thing is here, Angel, Gutekunst has only been the GM for 4 years. So in half of his time he spent in the NFC Championship. So this is why it's so strange to me to hear Rodgers say, well, they didn't want my input here or here or here or here or here or here. That being said, Didn't he light a beacon basically saying, I'm the best. I should be treated way different than anybody else. I am the reason people come to Green Bay. It's not a destination city. People come here because of me. What kind of season does he have to have now with all that being said? We've never heard a player talk quite like this while they're still on the team. Did he just put all the pressure in the world on himself? Or are we putting pressure on him because it's the last dance, whatever, and away we go?
I don't know. I mean, already got the MVP. I imagine his next thing is the Super Bowl. If they don't get that, then I'm going to be interested, see what happens.
So what if he has an average season? What if he's average? And I don't know what that looks like for Rodgers, but he's not...
30 touchdowns, maybe?
Yeah, he's just not really like... He's not upper echelon. Do we all look back and say, well, maybe you shouldn't have got so high and mighty on yourself?
Well, I mean, for superstar players, like we saw with Michael Jordan in his documentary, it's having that mindset that I am the best.
Yeah.
And everyone else knew that. And I don't feel the same way with Aaron Rodgers saying it.
You don't feel the same way as like Jordan?
Yeah.
I don't either. And Rodgers is one of the best, but I don't feel... Angel, I'll be honest. I still can't get away from this feeling of... It just seems different. It's straight. The list he goes off on, the bashing, the requesting to do more and be more involved in the industry. You're right. Jordan had an air about him that he didn't have to say a word, and you just got it. Rodgers gave us this whole lip service about how great he is and why he should be treated differently than anybody else. Jordan felt that and acted as such in games and practice and everything, but I don't get that sense. I don't know. I'll be honest, and I was way off on this last year. I said, hey, I think that we're going to start to see the Rodgers decline, and he won the MVP. But if we see the Rodgers decline this year, boy, this is going to make this whole summer, this what we just saw as just a giant, maybe a bigger facade than what we saw with Brett Favre. You know, Favre's was the hemming and hawing. I don't know if I want to retire. I do want to retire. I don't want to retire. And then he does want to retire. And then Green Bay says, fine, we're moving on. Oh, wait, I don't want to retire. But sorry, you already said no, you're done. And then, you know, Favre fans were pissed. So like, wow, you're going to do Favre like that? Well, he couldn't make a decision. If Rodgers goes out and let's just say they're, what is the thing now, 9-8, and they miss the playoffs, and he's 28 touchdowns, 18 interceptions, I don't know, 3,500 yards, I don't know. Do we look back and say, wow, that was a bigger sideshow than everything we saw with Brett Favre?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, he's setting up these expectations. All right, you say you're the best. Let's see it.
Yeah, I think he has, and maybe he can live up to that. Maybe he busts. I mean, if there is a guy that can do it, I don't know that this guy feels pressure though. He's not like I don't even know if he knows that there's pressure moments. I just feel like Rodgers is going to do his thing no matter what. So I also get the fact that maybe he's the kind of guy that the moments don't really bug him. And I'm not saying that like the moments don't bug Tom Brady, but Tom Brady's very aware. Like this is life or death to me. Rodgers proved in the offseason, Angel, that I can do other things. I can be the Jeopardy host. I can be funny. I can go do celebrity golfing and do all that stuff. I'm okay with that. So I think that that's an interesting... This is going to be an interesting season to follow for him.
Definitely.
Perhaps the biggest story? Is he the biggest story going into the season? Yeah, he's got to be, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you got Trevor Lawrence, pretty big story.
You got your young, talented quarterbacks, 1, 2, 3
Tons.
Years in.
Yeah, so many, you know, can Mahomes get back? Brady, how do they do the second year? But it's got to be the Aaron Rodgers thing. Just saw the news with Carson Wentz, too. My goodness. I mean, he's out indefinitely with foot injury, sources say. Somebody had tweeted me earlier and said, wow, the Colts are... It's a Manning curse ever since they got rid of Manning. Because, you know, Andrew Luck was great, but then injuries and then ultimately just early retirement didn't really, I mean, would you say it panned out? It didn't really pan out. I mean, no. They go to the playoffs a couple times, but they never did much.
No, I mean, Andrew Luck was supposed to be the next big quarterback.
The next Peyton Manning. He was the most sure thing we've ever seen in the draft is what we were told. And he was. He was very good. But for whatever reason, injuries and just the way the organization was ran, they never really took that. So, yeah, maybe they are cursed at this point.
I mean, they had Phillip Rivers.
They did.
So I don't know what that does to your team, but...
And Rivers was good. He just... Rivers is a hard guy to explain. Because he's not like
a character.
He's not upper echelon, but he's not upper echelon. Right? Like, is that how you feel? And I always say he was a Hall of Famer over Eli Manning. I always used to say that. But I say both. None of them are in. I have a test, Angel, and I don't know if you know this. My Hall of Fame test is this. Is Eli Manning a Hall of Famer?
Yeah.
Oh, see, you said it fast.
I would say he is.
If you have to think about it, he's not. So that's the rule. That's the whole show rule of the Hall of Fame. If you have to think about whether he's a Hall of Famer, he's not.
You can beat Tom Brady in the Super Bowl twice and keep him from having 10 rings. Yeah, you're in.
Is Phillip Rivers a Hall of Famer?
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes now.
Yeah, he was a Hall of Famer after his first year.
Oh, boy. Well, this is interesting with Carson Wentz out indefinitely at this point. First Advantage text line 970-478-1301. When we come back, well, let's look at the pressure on both Rodgers and on the other side for Denver Broncos for Drew Locke. Because, again, I think he's going to be the starter. I'm not a Denver guy. You guys listen to the show. I'm not a Denver guy. We're Northern Colorado. So I don't get down to camp, which is during my show, and give you this whole, oh, well, I think Locke won the day today. We got our guy Cody Rourke yesterday, which is a sensational interview all the time. He said it best. You can't decipher anything now. You can go out and watch and enjoy yourself and report on what they're doing, but you can't decipher anything. They're not in full pads. They're not hitting. Guys aren't blocking. You're not getting pass rush. It's hard to decipher. So wait a week, and then let's get into it. But this whole idea of every pass is scrutinized. Wow. 37 minutes after the hour. Take a short break. When we come back, I'll get into more of the quarterback side. Simone Biles news. Ed McCaffrey, his thoughts on where the Bears are picked to finish. We'll get to some of that. Kevin Lytle will join me from the Fort Collins, Colorado. And what will the Rockies do? John Gray is slated to start tonight. Is that going to happen? Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hi, this is Jesse Kurtz, executive producer and lead anchor of the Mountain West Network, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Forty-two minutes after the hour. Welcome back to The Whole Show. It's powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Thanks to Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies, now Greeley's hometown orthopedic group. We know they have locations all over the Front Range, but now they're proud to be Greeley's hometown orthopedic group. OCR's Greeley campus is located on 16th Street in the Greeley Medical Clinic on the third floor. Fully open and ready to take care of you and your family. First Advantage text line, 970-478-1301. If you want to text, if you're new to the show, text KFKA to that number. Power to Play Sports poll question of the day is available. Do you see Nashawn Bones Highland being an instant contributor this season? And when I say contributor, I'm not talking you give me, you know, 4 minutes on a random nights, and then when there's a blowout, you suddenly get to play seven. I'm talking, is he in the rotation? Typically an NBA team, for the most part, you see nine to ten rotation, you know, back up for every position. Is he going to be a part of that rotation? Or is he going to get the bowl treatment? Won't get the bowl treatment. Do they just not like him in practice? Is that what it is?
I don't know what it is. I think they're just, they like him so much, they just don't want to put him out there. Because if he actually does something and other teams start looking at him, they're like, no, he's ours.
I mean, we're talking backup for Joker. Could he be a backup for Joker? I mean, I can't see him handling any of the big body dudes. I know he can handle the ball on the outside, too. But
I think they might just be trying to figure out what he could
what
do.
What could he do?
How can he fit into an offense?
I don't know. I've thought about that, too, because he has a unique skill set. Even more so unique than Joker's. Not better. Certainly not better. But he can dribble almost like a guard out there on the... I mean, Joker, when he dribbles, it's like... It's like a pitcher that throws a pitch so slow nobody can hit it. That's how Joker is. He dribbles and moves so slow. People are like, I don't know what's happening here. Bol Bol can actually do a little crossover action. I mean, it's not,
and
like,
you can't. I don't even know how you would approach to defend him.
No, if he could get it going,
if he starts dribbling, I'll just do it.
Yeah,
do whatever.
I mean, I don't know. That's one that Mike Malone is. Definitely what I've learned about him as a head coach on one side of it is he's hesitant to play young players. I mean, Porter Jr., he was hesitant on. Look how hesitant he was a year ago or a year and a half ago.
Yeah, I mean, it took him a bit to get into the starting five.
I think, yeah, and I think injuries kind of really set the table for that. So Malone is hesitant to play young. He wasn't as much as first year or two. But he's still establishing himself as a head coach. I mean, he was only a head coach for Sacramento for, a season and 14 games. So it takes a couple years for you to establish kind of how you do things. But that's kind of one thing I've learned. So I'll be curious. For the most part, I don't see if Bones is going to play. But because of the Jamal Murray situation, you're going to be forced to put him in, to elevate his playing time pretty quickly. So, does the pressure come off Locke a little more or not? Because Rodgers wasn't the end-all be-all. If Drew Locke is average to below average, you're looking for a new quarterback. The Rodgers thing was, yeah, that was the big thing that Broncos fans would want. But I think Rodgers probably finishes these next two years in Green Bay, the way it sounds. So the Rodgers thing's gone. The Deshaun Watson thing's gone. Well, you have the draft, and then you'll have free agency next year. I don't know. I look at what Drew Locke has to do as far as numbers. What does he have to do? Do we need to see a 30 touchdown? We were saying that would be average for Aaron Rodgers. Do we need to see like a 30 touchdown, 7 interception, 4,000 yard, 10 win season from him?
I'll ask, does it have to be his numbers or the record of the team? Because they have a really good defense. The defense could win them games. And maybe Drew Locke doesn't have to put up these superstar numbers. But is there still going to be speculation on how well he can proceed in this league?
I think he has to have. I've said this from the beginning. I think this team can win if Drew Locke is average. But that's not saying that secures his job past this year.
Can he make those plays late in the game?
Yeah.
Game-winning drive.
And that's how you have to judge it. If this offense, because look at all the weapons. One theme, what's the other theme other than quarterbacks that you're hearing in training camp is,
these wide receivers are killing it.
Loaded. I mean, Cortland Sutton is looking good. Tim Patrick, who came out of nowhere last year, is looking good. KJ Hamler. And obviously Jerry Jeudy. Hey, Warren Jackson, for crying out loud, man. I mean, Cody Rourke thinks maybe he is more of a practice squad guy. He can't go 16 touchdowns and 15 interceptions. Like, if you just want to flat out put a number, is there a number along with the wins? The wins are the most important thing. Unless he's like lighting it up, breaking records, but your defense suddenly is terrible.
I'd say maybe like 25 touchdowns.
25 touchdowns, keep under the 15 interception mark?
Yeah.
Because 15 interceptions isn't colossally bad. It's bad when you've only thrown 16 touchdowns.
Jameis Winston knows something about that.
Yeah. If you throw 25 touchdowns and 15 interceptions, suddenly that's not as big a deal. It's like, all right, you throw picks, but you do throw a lot more touchdowns. So that's fine. But when you're 16 and 15, see, Winston's even. There's Jekyll and Hyde there. That 30-30 year he had. It's like, all right, dang. On one end, you can throw 30 touchdowns. That's cool. On the other end, you throw 30 interceptions.
I think the thing with Locke is he has to win over the fan base. Not necessarily the team or the front office, but I think these fans in Denver, there's so much pressure on Drew Locke to succeed, and if he doesn't get to their expectations, the fan base is out on him.
Yeah. I wrote one of my deep thoughts from A Wandering Mind about this last year, that I felt like Denver overloaded Drew Locke, that they gave him all of these weapons. I thought they were one piece away from making this defense good to elite, and they didn't take that step. The first two rounds, they drafted receivers. Now, we're thinking those guys will pan out this year. Didn't quite last year, rookie season, whatever. But I always kind of equated to this. Drew Locke was brand new. You needed to start him out when you were 16 years old, Angel. Were you driving a, you know, a beautiful, beautiful Ferrari, your very first car you ever had?
No, it was a 2008 Honda Civic.
Okay. And it had some love? It was like, was it brand new?
Oh, yeah. We would take that car like for cross-country and track meets. We'd travel all over the state with that
okay,
car.
Okay, so car's seen some things, right?
Yeah.
That's what Drew Locke needed. I always said, okay, I'm older than you. I had an 89 Ford pickup that you didn't even have to push the pedal. It would just go 15 miles an hour when you'd start it up. It'd just go vroom. You'd have to keep your leg on that brake. I said they need to let him drive something like that. What they gave him with Judy, Hamler, Melvin Gordon, all these additions, was a jet. And they said, good luck, drive, make sure you can fly this thing. And he gets in, and he's like all over the place. Has a year of flying a jet all over the world helped Drew Locke? Some stability with the offensive coordinator and Pat Shurmur? I tend to think has to. So, yeah, there might not be a number that you put on it necessarily because it's going to be about wins first and foremost. But if he's average and the defense is elite and that's how you're winning, Denver will replace him because then they're going to go, yeah, this guy, think if we had a better quarterback. There's a lot of pressure on this whole year for Denver. I mean, you look at Justin Fields. I don't know if he's going to get the start in Chicago. Sounds like Dalton's doing pretty good.
Well, I mean, I think the Colts might be making a call up there.
Oh, yeah.
They still have Nick Foles up there, too. So
yeah, yeah.
They might need someone.
They might. But I think it's going to be interesting this whole year. Pressure on Drew Locke. Pressure on Justin Fields. Pressure on Vic Fangio. Pressure on this organization. Pressure on Aaron Rodgers. Yes, there is a lot of pressure on Rodgers. You have declared that you are to be treated differently than the rest. You are royalty in the NFL. You have to be better. All right, 51 minutes after the hour. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we wrap up hour number one. Still to come, Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins Coloradoan. CSU talk. What are the options for them? Is the Big 12 a realistic possibility? We'll talk to Kevin about it next.
You're listening to The Hall Show, powered by PDC Energy and 1310 KFKA. Brady will be back after the break.
This is your UNC Bears head men's basketball coach, Steve Smiley, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA. Go Bears.
Minutes after the hour. We'll get to the second hour of the show in a few moments. We'll talk to Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins Colorado, and we continue to monitor the situation. The SEC has accepted the invitations to for Oklahoma and Texas, and away we go with that. What will really change? Will the Big 12 just flat out dissolve? Not this year. I mean, can we say that with confidence that we're going to have a Big 12 conference this year?
Yeah, what's like the official thing is like till 2025.
Yeah.
But I'm sure the SEC is going to try to get them in next year.
They're going to try to get them in. Because I even thought it's like a month or when this first started happening, like maybe they were going to try to get them in ASAP. But
well, I mean, they
gonna
plan out their games years in advance.
That's
so
what's so crazy.
They're probably trying to reschedule things right now. And, you know, I think the SEC is probably going to look at 8-9 conference games so we can get those Bama, Texas, Bama, Oklahoma games.
Yeah, they had different pods or whatever they called it, like 4 and 4 and 4 and 4. It's so weird. The sports comes up with some of the weirdest names. The pods, the transfer portal. I mean, it's crazy. Get all these interesting things happening. Power to Play Sports poll question of the day. Do you think that new Nuggets player in the draft from the draft last night, Nation Bones Highland, will be an instant contributor once we get into once we get into this season? That's going to be, I'd be very curious to see how that one plays out. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk a lot. I got Ed McCaffrey's thoughts on the ratings, nice piece in the Greeley Tribune on his ratings, on his team's ratings, and how he views this whole situation going forward. What kind of coach can we expect from him? Kevin Lytle will join me from the Fort Collins Coloradoan. And what will we know by 1:30 on the Rockies trade deadline side of things? Trevor Story, John Gray, will they still be here? Second hour coming up next. It's The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy.